Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Dutch courts. PokerStars and bwin must repay players' losses. Dutch courts have ordered bwin and PokerStars to refund the significant amounts of money lost by gamblers on their platforms. The courts ruled that the companies were obligated to repay the funds since they operated in the country without a license while serving the plaintiff. The lawsuits were filed by two individuals from Staphorst and Almelo, who alleged to have suffered huge losses through online gambling platforms operated by bwin and PokerStars. The Staphorst gambler incurred losses totaling €187,000. ID Pair to take national self-exclusion program throughout U.S. ID Pair has announced the imminent launch of its new National Voluntary Self-Exclusion Program, NVSEP, firstly in the U.S. state of New England, and then plans to offer the program to other regulated states in North America. The provider says that its NVSEP platform is set to be introduced to the New England gaming market in the summer of 2024, and has a timescale to launch in further states every month. ID Pair boasts that the benefits include a seamless interface that will be familiar wherever they are located in the U.S. Jonte Porter receives lifetime NBA ban for betting violations. Jonte Porter has been banned for life by the National Basketball Association after admitting to betting on NBA games and disclosing confidential information to sports bettors. According to the NBA, Porter placed bets at least 13 times on NBA games through an associate's online betting account while journeying with the Raptors or their development league team from January to March of this year. On one occasion, he wagered against the Raptors, but the team won the game. However, the league stated that Porter did not play in any of the games he staked on. Las Vegas Sands eyes Thailand, other Southeast Asian markets after New York delays. Las Vegas Sands, LVS, is expressing mixed emotions in its recent earnings call. While the company boasts strong financial growth in its established markets and remains deeply enthusiastic about future prospects, CEO Rob Goldstein revealed disappointment with licensing delays in New York and hinted at exciting new possibilities in Thailand. LVS has faced significant setbacks in its plan to develop a multi-billion dollar resort and casino near the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island. Virginia Senate overwhelmingly rejects Governor's Skill Games amendments. The Virginia Senate has overwhelmingly rejected Governor Glenn Youngkin's proposed amendments to the legislation concerning skill games within the state. The amendments, which sought to introduce a higher tax rate and more stringent regulatory measures on the operation of skill games, were met with significant opposition, culminating in a 34-6 vote against them. The governor's amendments aim to impose a 35% tax rate on the revenue from these machines, a notable increase from the 25% rate approved by the General Assembly. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.